Congratulations! This is the French Podcast Prize Patrol, and you are our lucky winner. Come to FrenchPod.com right now and sign up to claim your prize of a one-week free trial subscription.
Sponsor is not responsible for Trildar-induced uvular injuries, eyeglass prescription changes brought on by squinting at volatile text, and or medical bills arising from catching French fever. Any fees incurred with post-contest obsession with travel to the French-speaking world are the sole responsibility of the contestant. All French conjugation rules rights reserved. FrenchPod.com.
Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hello everyone, welcome to French Buzz Extra Show, Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? I'm Christella.
And I'm Erica.
Hi Erica.
Bonjour. Today we're going to do a song by a world historical figure.
Josephine Baker. She was an African-American that went to France in the mid-20s and she quickly became a big sensation.
Yeah, she became famous all over Europe. And part of it was because she brought with her the Charleston.
The Charleston?
Yeah, it was that dance that was real famous in the 20s. But the thing is, she did this dance in France in the cabarets and stuff with just a banana skirt on.
Oh, that's a famous banana skirt.
Right, she was naked. And so maybe that dance with just a banana skirt could be pretty scandalous, I think. And it made her pretty famous pretty quick. She became known all throughout Europe and especially in France,
where she was performing in several cabarets, including the Moulin Rouge.
And then she actually became a French citizen in 1937, and she lived pretty much the rest of her life in France.
Wow, people love this country. Amazing.
Right. And so this was her big hit, actually. It was 1931, or it was the song that made her kind of famous. And what's it called?
J'ai deux amours.
I have two loves. So this time we're going to tell you the lyrics before we hear them. So why don't we start with the first four lines?
On dit qu'au-delà des mers.
It's said that beyond the seas.
Là-bas sous le ciel clair.
Over there under the clear sky.
Il existe une cité au séjour enchanté.
A city or a big metropolis exists.
Au séjour enchanté, meaning where the stay is really pleasant, delightful, where it just feels good living there.
It's like a dream metropolis. Okay, so can you say all those lines one more time before we listen to it?
On dit qu'au-delà des mers, là-bas sous le ciel clair, il existe une cité au séjour enchanté.
So we have this girl sitting here dreaming about some faraway place, a city far away.
But we don't know which city yet.
Yeah, we're not sure which one. She's saying, beyond the seas over there, there's this metropolis. And then, what does she say next?
Et sous les grands arbres noirs.
And under the big black trees.
Chaque soir.
Every evening.
Vers elle s'en va tout mon espoir.
Towards L, here is the metropolis, that city, goes all of my hope. Okay, can you say those three lines one more time?
Et sous les grands arbres noirs, chaque soir, vers elle s'en va tout mon espoir.
So we have an image of this woman sitting there dreaming of a faraway place, and now we're going to find out where that place is.
She says, j'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris.
I have two loves, my country and Paris.
Par eux, toujours, mon cœur est ravi.
By them, meaning my country and Paris, my heart is always delighted or overjoyed by these two loves that I have. Okay, can you say that one more time?
J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris. Par eux, toujours, mon cœur est ravi.
J'ai deux amours.
Okay, so in the next part, she says, ma savane est belle.
literally, my savanna is beautiful.
It's kind of weird that she says my savanna, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Maybe that's where her geographic location is, some kind of savanna landscape. And actually, it's kind of so weird that there's a new version of the song that came out recently by a singer called Madeleine Peru. And she changes the word here to Manhattan. Instead of Massavan, she says Manhattan.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Right. So, ma savane est belle.
Mais à quoi bon le nier?
But what is the point of denying it? À quoi bon le nier? What is the point of denying it? What?
Ce qui m'ensorcelle.
What bewitches me or enchants me?
C'est Paris. Paris tout entier.
Is Paris. Paris in all its entirety. Okay, let's hear those four lines one more time.
Ma savane est belle, mais à quoi bon le nier? Ce qui m'ensorcelle, c'est Paris. Paris tout entier.
All right, now this next part is my favorite part.
Le voir un jour.
To see it one day, hear that le is Paris, to see Paris one day.
C'est mon rêve joli.
It's my pretty dream.
And then she repeats what she said before. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris.
Can you repeat all those four lines again?
Le voir un jour, c'est mon rêve joli. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris.
Le voir un jour.
She's still sitting in her land, dreaming of Paris far away.
Yeah.
And so what does she say next?
Quand sur la rive, parfois.
When on the riverbank sometimes.
Au lointain, j'aperçois.
In the distance, I notice.
Un paquebot qui s'en va.
Paquebot is like a steamer or a big ship. Who's going away.
Vers lui, je tends les bras.
So towards lui is the paquebot. I reach out my arms. Okay, so let's hear those three lines one more time.
Quand sur la rive, parfois, au lointain, j'aperçois un paquebot qui s'en va. Okay, so what does she do when she sees this big ship? Vers lui, je tends les bras.
I reach out my arms to it.
Et le cœur battant d'émoi.
And the heart beating from emotion.
Okay, so usually to say emotion, in modern French we say émotion.
Okay.
But here she uses the word émoi, which is a very poetic word to talk about your feelings. And it sounds very, very cute to French ears.
Okay. So she says, and the heart beating from emotion.
À mi-voix.
Half out loud, she says what?
Doucement, je dis, emporte-moi.
Softly, I say, take me with you. Take me with you, paquebot, to Paris. Okay, can you say those four lines one more time?
Vers lui, je tends les bras et le cœur battant d'émoi. À mi-voix, doucement, je dis, emporte-moi.
Then there's another part, but then there's this guy that comes on and he starts singing the same part we already heard, but he changes and he's singing it to her instead of je, he's saying tu.
And instead of saying mon, he says ton.
So we're not going to listen to that part. Then that's the end of the song. This song I used to listen to all the time. It was one of the first French songs I heard.
Really?
Because there was a long time between when I was able to actually move to Paris and when I really wanted to. I dreamed about it for years.
Oh, so you were longing for Paris, listening to this song.
All the time. Especially that part where she would say, le voir en jour, c'est mon rêve joli. I would always get all like goosebumps when I would hear
emotional.
That.
Emotional.
Yeah. This is part of why we picked this song, because we know there's a lot of people who's in the French pod who are dreaming of moving to Paris someday. So here's a song for you to play to keep you motivated.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah, if you have anything to say about this song, just go to frenchpod.com and tell us what you have to say.
Yeah, we have a page for this song. And there are other songs there too and other things. So come visit us, frenchpod.com.
And we'll see you next week on Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Merci, au revoir.
Au revoir.